Mr. Chairman, I greatly appreciate the flexibility displayed by the representatives of Venezuela and Cuba in saying that, of course, we have the sovereign right to bring up issues at any time. What I certainly inferred from both statements was that all that other stuff isn't really part of the agenda item. And that, sir, frankly, makes me angry. We had a long, painful discussion about the text of this agenda item. And it's clear that I displayed too much flexibility in that negotiation. But every sub-item that you have included in your notional program is absolutely within the scope of the agreed agenda item. Now, I don't care about the program of work. We can adopt it, we can not adopt it, we can be guided by a structure, we can be not be guided by a structure, but I object emphatically to any insinuation that any of those elements is not a part of any discussion of the full range of institutional strengthening of the convention. So I want to be very clear on the record on that point. For my part, although I must say I'm tempted to weigh in the middle of a conversation about negotiating a legally binding instrument with some comments on how we could reform the finances of the organization, I'm going to restrain myself. I will try to be guided, absent anything else. I will certainly guide my own interventions by trying to respect some allocation of time and turn to issues sequentially. But I want to be very clear that I do not see this, and I do not accept the notion that this is a matter of a country going off track and off the agenda, but rather that these items are all fully within the approved single agenda item. Thank you.